What's happening, everybody, and welcome to Conversations, a show we record conversations we were going to have anyway and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going good.
Dude, today we've got some information about PlayStation 5 and a possible release, reveal date, my apologies, the date it's going to be revealed, and power. There's a lot of information out there. First of all, let me talk about the reveal date. This one you should take with a massive, like, truckload of salt.
I feel like this whole video is going to be what we've done with all the PS5 videos, is find all the stuff early, present it to everybody, get called liars, and then turned out that we were completely right because we're actual investigative journalists.
Dude,
heavy air quotes.
People in the comment section are not that bad and they never say that to us, okay?
No, especially not the YouTube comment section.
No,
but if you're
not
new around here, and you do enjoy this kind of content, please feel free to like and subscribe. Yeah. It is free. We also made a Discord, so you can check that out. It's in the description or a pinned comment or something like that.
Exactly, yes. So, the reveal date.
Yes.
Someone has managed to intercept an email from Sony and leak this information out on the internet.
You made that sound so much cooler than it.
I know. When someone says intercept, it's more like, oh, I've grabbed it out of the air. They've managed to get an email from Sony notifying other people in their department about a state of play that's going to be happening in February, apparently revealing the PlayStation 5 for the first time.
Okay.
That's when we're going to get the reveal, though. So that's February 2020, everybody.
So
which is in line with what we think at
the
moment.
We said November launch.
Where there's going to be a launch in November for the PlayStation 5.
November 2020.
That's about right.
Yeah,
it seems about right. So look forward to that.
Awesome.
That's really cool. The other bit of information is the power of the PlayStation 5. Yeah, so the rumors from one website called Hot Hardware, that's a tech website for lots of nitty-gritty tech information. If you want to check it out, I'll leave a link in the description. It's very technical. If you're someone like me who doesn't know all of the words and stuff like that, not for us. If that is you, then you can read that out. Hot Hardware, a well-known hardware website, has leaked this information of the new AMD GPUs. So AMD is going to be running the GPUs for the PlayStation 5, and they've managed to get the clock speeds of the GPUs themselves. Okay. There's one GPU named AMD Oberon, which is apparently the APU they're going to be using in the PlayStation 5, and they found a bit of interesting information. They found three clock speeds. One of them running at 0.8 gigahertz, which is the exact number that the original PlayStation 4 runs at.
Okay.
They found a 0.911 gigahertz, which is the exact speed of the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Okay.
And they found another one, which is 2 gigahertz. A massive increase.
Many more gigahertz.
And this is suspected to be the power of the PlayStation 5. Now, what that roughly equates to is when you work it out and add it into, convert it into teraflops how powerful the actual GPU is going to be, it turns out that it's going to be 14 teraflops of power in the PlayStation 5.
That's weird, because that's exactly what we said it was going to be in February.
Yes, back in February.
And we got called liars and idiots, and it's just a dev kit. But we were right. Called it. Suck it, YouTube comment section.
So yeah, that is apparently what the power of the PlayStation 5 is going to be.
That's
again
huge.
This is a rumor at the moment, but it seems credible. Let me just explain to you what it means when I say those three different gigahertz and all the different speeds and whatnot. When it comes to backwards compatibility, Sony have already said to developers and things like that, that the best way to emulate PS4 games is to simply
just to use a PS4, basically.
Just to essentially turn the PlayStation 5 into a PlayStation 4. Turn down the settings to match exactly what the PS4 and PS4 Pro run at. And that's the clock speeds of the PS4 and PS4 Pro.
God of War, for example.
Yeah.
And it's going to go, oh, this is God of War, the original disc.
Mm-hmm.
Or God of War 4, the original disc. So I need PS4, PS4 Pro settings for this. So I will run in PS4 mode.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be like a setting, sort of like a mapping in a car, where it's just sort of like, okay, turn to setting 1, and it's user-defined to PlayStation 4 Pro. And then it goes like
which
that.
Which leaves room for God of War 4 Remastered, which will be in full ridiculous K.
Oh, could you imagine
it's
that?
It's already gorgeous.
It's already gorgeous. Could you imagine that even more?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
But anyway,
that's where the 8K is going to come in, just where you can do screenshots. It's going to be all your screenshots are 8K.
That's the information that we have for the PlayStation 5.
That's
so,
cool.
Reveal date in February. That's a rumor right now at a state state of play that they're going to do. It's going to hopefully be fantastic. I can't wait for that. And the power of it going to be close to 14 teraflops.
That's
just
a
to,
lot.
Just to put that into perspective for you guys, graphics cards that are currently on the market, that would be equivalent to an RTX 280, which currently retails at £650. Two things to know about that. One, that's just you buying it from the shop, so you don't get any discounts a lot like Sony would get when they buy like bulk order.
That's you buying it from Amazon.
Exactly.
One.
Yeah. And also, that is the price of GPUs now because of like Bitcoin mining and stuff like that. Right. Has obviously pushed the prices of things up and whatnot. Whereas this is going to be dedicated for a PlayStation, it's different.
There's a couple of things when it comes to that price. One, there's economies of scale. So when you order 10 million units, you get a bit of a discount. Two, it's going to be a year away.
Yes.
Right? There's this thing that every 6 months stuff gets half as big and twice as powerful in tech. Yeah. And that I know that it's slowing down, but it's still about right. So this is actually pretty good news. It's
pretty excited. Everybody who was like, we've been talking about this on like streams and stuff like that, people with people in the comment section, you guys are all awesome. And everyone's all really excited. And don't get me wrong, there is this one thought that everyone's been saying as well. Do you think that Sony's just going to, out of the goodness of their hearts, going to gift you like a $500 graphics card in your PS4 and then sell it to you all for $500? No, they're not going to do that. No. They're businessmen. They're trying to look to make money in the end, right? It's going to be very interesting because when it first came out, we was like, okay, this is probably a rumor. It doesn't seem credible.
I said $600. I expect $599 and I don't see them getting any cheaper, even with it being a year in the future and stuff. What I suspect, though, is that the budget is for the CPU.
Yeah.
And the rest of it, where they'll take the hit is on the rest of it, the stuff they can do all in-house or, you know, that they make themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Because they don't do graphics cards.
Yeah.
That's what AMD does. So that's where they're taking the hit. And the rest, they can cut down and they can take that loss up front.
The thing is that they've already said that they're going to be doing this, like, revolutionary SSD with the loading times are going to be fantastic. They've already got this apparently quite amazing GPU in there. They have to have a CPU to back up, at least match it, otherwise it's going to be a huge bottleneck. It seems like this thing has got the most amazing technology in it.
It's going to be future-proofed, but the price is the worrying thing. I will say, though, everything's panning out the way we sort of predicted it would. That November 2020 is where we thought it would come. For that release, then a state of play in February makes sense.
Yeah.
And so it's all panning out to look like November 2020.
Just that price. If they can seal the deal, if they can say $499 for this PlayStation 5, go nuts, everybody.
$499, I buy it all day long.
They would close the market. Yeah. They'd be like, all right, we've got it done, seal it, send it off to everyone.
I don't see them getting it down to $499. I feel like $599, they can't come any lower. That said, the PSVR 2, which we know is a serious bit of kit, apparently is only $250.
Yeah, that's another bonkers
that
one as well.
That blows my mind. I don't know how they can do that.
Again, that was a rumor. And again, with all of these rumors, we are sane people. We hear them and we go, they can't get to that price. They can't. And then we get more information and it turns out they are going to get to that price. And more information and then even more. And we're like,
what do we do? I'm skeptical on the PSVR 2. I think if it had said 350, I would have gone, that's credible. I was expecting more.
But
that's credible. Mm-hmm. 250 seems too low, but let's say 350. With a pinch of salt, we'll say 350 for the PSVR 2, which is still a great, great price.
Yeah.
Is it possible? It depends. It's a tough one.
Yeah, very
also,
tough.
We don't know what Sony's plans are because microtransactions are ramping up in everything.
Yes, but they are getting attacked now. They've gone too far, I feel like. Yeah. But go on.
If microtransactions are the way forward, if it's just going to be the accepted norm, and not for absolutely everything, but that if every game has a couple things you can get microtransactions for, you know, the odd skin, the odd little bit of DLC here and there, whatever. Mm. Knowing that's on the back end, they can take a hit on the hardware. If the projections for microtransactions are 2 times what they are now in 5 years, that's a ton.
Yeah.
A ton. From everything we've heard rumoured about the PS5, it seems like it will probably dominate the Xbox Scarlet.
Yeah. For those of you guys who don't know, just for your point about the microtransactions, Sony, whenever you buy anything through the Sony PSN store, Sony get a cut of that money. Yeah. So that's what he means. When the microtransactions go up, if they are projecting that it does go up and they're projecting they're going to get that money anyway, then they can try and use that to reinvest into the hardware and whatnot.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can future reinvest.
You take the hit up front, you make the money on the back end.
Exactly.
And also, if it's within a price window that's similar to the Scarlet, but it's this much more powerful, you siphon off 30%?
Scarlet are really in a bad position because on top of them, right now at least, not having many games to go with and whatnot. They have Halo, which is going to come out of the gate, they say, which is a good game and everyone's going to be looking forward to. That
would get me tempted.
Exactly.
But I've been burnt on Halos before. I've been burnt on them. I'm waiting for someone to play it, review it, tell me what they think.
It's ace.
Yeah.
Get it.
It needs to be like a, this is the Halo that you miss.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But they don't have like the library to back it up. They're essentially saying, buy our console, we promise we're going to make games for you. Whereas you have Sony over here, which is like, buy our console, we have all of these games for you.
And not only that, do we have... Sony's pitch isn't just, we have all of these exclusives. It's, what are the exclusives we gave you? The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
The Last of Us 2 is coming.
Yeah.
We gave you God of War 4. God of War 4 Remastered is obviously in the works. Yeah. So there's no way that's not coming. There's been rumors of Splinter Cells, it's probably, it may not be exclusive, but who knows? Who can tell?
Yeah.
Is Splinter Cell exclusive?
I don't think it will be exclusive. I think it's going to be I think multi-platform is the best way to go for that.
Yeah.
It's Ubisoft. They want to get on as many consoles as possible.
Yeah, yeah. The track record for exclusive titles, so strong for Sony.
Yeah.
And
even third parties, people just love to play them on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Because they already have the console anyway.
Yeah, so just exactly. Don't get me wrong. There are some great IPs on the Xbox. I love Halo's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
ODST can suck a dick. Halo 4's a bit trash. Gears is great. But I can't think of anything I really love. Forza, I know Forza, it's not for me, but people play Forza a lot.
People do play Forza.
Is that enough to carry the entire audience? I think if it comes out with, in a price window where they're, you know, comparable products, somewhat in terms of price, with the Xbox Scarlet.
Yeah.
Being where it is, what we know about it, the PS5, if it's this,
I think
they take 30% of Microsoft's business.
I would love to, honestly love to, have a repeat. Whichever way it goes, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'd love to have a repeat
less.
Of 2013 again, where it's like, reveal, and then the other person reveals, and it's the opposite of them, and they win all the... Because I want the drama. That's really what I want in all of this.
The drama's going to be great. It's going to be great content for us.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, if it comes... If we're wrong, if the Scarlet just dominates, and it's an amazing console... Well, guess what? We get the Scarlet and we enjoy gaming because that's what we like to do.
Yep.
Like, we're really not PS5 or Sony fanboys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only people we're really diehard fans for is Nintendo.
Yes, all day. Anyone tries to attack Nintendo, then we're going to shank them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, even Luigi's Mansion, I wasn't expecting. It was one of my most awaited games.
Yes, it really
I wasn't
is.
Expecting that. So we're not really biased in the sense of, like, we have a vested interest because as long as there's drama, we're good.
Yeah.
And as long as there's rumors, we're good.
Yep.
And we just want the best console. And we'll probably end up with both anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happened, both of us. I've had everything since the Xbox original and the PS. I've had every PlayStation and since Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. I'm getting them.
We're gamers. This is what happens.
Gamers, capital Y, G-A-Y.
Well, I mean, we are bros, right?
How do you think he knows I'm the bro with the most below?
There we go. Anyway, guys, that's all the information we have. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys hopefully in the next one, maybe on a Discord server or two. We'll see how that goes. Catch you in the next one,
Catch you in the next one.